Good morning, everyone. Look at this lovely hair. Y'all are getting the real Corinne. So I am out for a morning walk. I thought I would bring you guys with me. For those of you who are like, oh my God, you are the biggest hypocrite. You never let us walk around with your camera and do all the things. I just want to say, I feel you. So you don't like a lot of walking around while the camera is here, I would suggest you do not watch the live version or do not watch the replay and you wait for this one to pop up in the Private Member podcast. So I'm just going to tell you, I live kind of in the country. It's, I don't know, suburban country now. It used to be like BFE out here, but like there are so many worms out because it's spring. I always forget about how many worms come out this time of year. And it's like I'm walking and it's like mazes of worms. So anyway, I thought this morning what I would do is I would come to you guys from a walk because I'm usually pretty creative and all the things when I walk and just kind of talk a little bit and then get on out of here. So today I wanted to start with a couple of miles. Just let for me, 2 miles, it's about 40-minute walk. I'm not exactly the world's fastest walker. A lot of you walk way faster than I do. But I, when I come out and go for a walk, I am not trying to do my fitness walking. I like to think of my walking as like mental cleansing, like mental fitness and stuff. That's why I listen to so many podcasts. Oh my God, these worms. I would show you, but it's gross as fuck out here. Like to, now that the weather's changing and with all this stuff going on in the world, I mean, I do this on a regular basis anyway. So when we moved out here a year ago, in fact, we've been in this house now just over a year, there is this greenway. So I'll show you. So it's like a nice greenway. It connects my neighborhood to several neighborhoods out here. It goes by Nolensville High School and, like basically if I was to run the whole thing or walk the whole thing, like if I go out back and like if I made sure I did all the trails, I could get in like 6 miles. So last year when we moved here, I didn't know it was here. And I was just walking the neighborhood one day. I was like, holy shit, there's like a greenway. So I started walking almost every day back then. And then I don't do it in the winter when it's cold. I am not a cold weather girl, but I definitely love to just come out. To me, this is just like part of a morning ritual for me. So I love it. And right now the weather's starting to change. So if it's, you know, if it's nice or tolerable, I'm coming out and doing it. So that's one of the things I think is important right now is for all of us, especially those of you who aren't used to being at home all the time, is coming up with routines that work for you. That doesn't mean that it needs to be perfect or that it's going to be honored every single day or that, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's just, I think when it comes to routines, one of the things I was thinking about the other day is, hang on, somebody's coming up behind me, is I think a lot of us get really trapped into the idea that it's got to be perfection or it has to be like the same all the time and stuff. And mine's not. Like, I have a general routine that I honor that feels really good to me and stuff, but it has taken me years and years and years to craft it. Number one, it's taken forever for me to craft that thing and it evolves. So like my routine in the winter is usually different than my routine in the spring. And then my summer routine has changed. I mean, like I love coming out here around 7 a.m. in the spring because the sun's up, it's, you know, nice, blah, blah, blah. In the summer, like I have to be out here by 6 because by, you know, if I'm finishing a walk or run at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's like 80% humidity and hot as balls. So, you know, you always have to be adapting them. And I think a lot of you get hosed on routines because you're trying to make them perfect or idealized. a lot of you have asked me, we're going to actually, Kathy and I are going to do a podcast on this because so many of you have been asking like about morning routines and like, how do you make yourself do them and all this other junk. And what I like to do is most of our podcasts that we do for the public are what will help the members the most, because you guys will ask for certain things. And so we like to kind of like honor you guys by putting it into the main podcast. But I will tell you, I've been really thinking on this, like, how do I make myself do stuff? And it literally comes from thoughts. And I know that's not going to be shocking to all of you that have been around for a while, but it's all about the thinking that I have around the idea of routines. I think a lot of you try to start routines with one, perfectionistic thinking. That's never going to work, because you will always, if you're practicing perfectionistic thinking, I bet my ass and Chris's that you are sitting there beating yourself up on the back end if it doesn't go perfect. I've just never seen anybody go like, oh my God, I'm a perfectionist, and it has worked like baller central for me my entire life. It's, you know, I'm all about, like, I don't think of myself as a perfectionist, but I do think of myself as somebody who goes after shit. Like, I am like, I am willing to go after stuff. I am willing to risk things. I am willing to do things and all the other stuff, because I know at the end of the day, I'm not beating myself up over it. I just challenge myself. And so my thinking around things is very different, and I think that's what makes the difference. So I think number one, when you're thinking about your routines, you have to like watch, what language are you using around it? Like, are you setting up a routine because you're saying, I'm such a lazy fucker, I need to start getting up in the morning and exercise. If I don't do that, I'm going to be fat the rest of my life. That's a loaded diaper right there. A lot of you wonder why the fuck you hit the snooze button every morning if the only thing you're going to do is wake up to exercise because you're a fat ass. And the only reason, like, when you, the first thing that happens when the alarm goes off is you say, like, I'm so lazy, I have to get up. No, you're not going to get up. You ain't going to look forward to that shit. You're not going to be sitting there embracing it. I don't think shit like that. Now, this morning, my alarm goes off, 5 a.m. I was tired. And I wanted to hit the snooze button. And I was like, no, we have things we need to get done. That's a lot easier to get out of bed to than, ugh, this day's gonna suck. I really should get up. I just fail at everything. And I'm not saying you guys always have like that dramatic of thoughts, but look for the like small dramatic thoughts you'll have, like, ugh, I just dread this day. Like, if that's what you're waking up to, no, routines are not easy to establish. So I think like the first thing is like watching your language around it. Are you setting it up as a perfectionistic thing? Or are you starting small? Like, what are the little things that you can get into routine about? But I will tell you, like for me, it came down to figuring out that the only way that I was ever going to be successful with losing weight was going to be, I was going to have to think ahead of the version of me that just wanted spontaneity and what they wanted in the moment. I had to outthink her. I had to figure out, how do I outthink this girl? So that meant I needed to look for her excuses and her justifications, the way she talked to herself and everything. And it was opposite day. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the Seinfeld episode where George does opposite day. That was like me. I was just like, you know, everything I've ever thought and did really didn't work. I should just try the opposite. So since I've spent my life verbally abusing myself on the inside, it's going to have to be the opposite probably, because that shit hasn't worked. And then when I was thinking about like starting a diet or whatever, it was like, I always seem to go gangbusters and do shit that I can't keep doing. I should probably do the opposite of that. Like, I just really, it dawned on me that I just kept ramming my head against a wall, expecting it to not hurt one day. And it wasn't working. So You know, like if you're asking me, like, well, how do you just make yourself get up in the morning? It's like, well, first of all, figure out what the fuck you're defining it. Why do you even want to get up early in the morning? Like, if you don't have a good reason, like if the best reason you come up with is because I'm so lazy, I need to be getting up. That's not a purpose. That's not a reason why. That's an admonishment of yourself. That's a punitive discussion. That's a shitty ass assessment and opinion of the most important person in the world, which is you. You cannot do that. So we're going to do a podcast more on routines, but I will tell you right now, my COVID's routine. And I think all of you that are at home, y'all need to be thinking about what is your COVID routine and what is your COVID like thoughts? Like if you're thinking, I coached somebody on this the other day, she was like, all of our routines are like, I don't remember, she called it shattered. She had like a very dramatic thing. And then the back end thing was, and it's mayhem here. And I'm like, man, you think we could describe life just to level that one up just a hair? No wonder you feel like shit. Like if that's the description that you're giving it, right? So like I asked her, and you guys can watch this call. I just asked her, I said, what routines y'all got right now? Y'all still loading the dishwasher? What are you doing? They're still eating dinner? So many of you forget, a lot of the routines are the same. You just don't like that you're not going to work, and you just don't like that you're not doing this or whatever it is. And it's like, stop focusing on the shit you don't like. Start giving yourself an opportunity to breathe in just an ounce of what is still routine right now. What is still in your control? What is still working? Most of y'all are still waking up each day, brushing your goddamn teeth, eating breakfast, drinking coffee, watching the news. A lot of stuff is about the same, but you're not giving yourself credit for it. You're only looking at the stuff that's not. So I want you guys to think about, like, okay, like if it comes to routine, which ones do I have right now? Which ones do I need? Like, I've been sitting on my ass 3 weeks now. I just, like, I love it when some of y'all have posted, you know, it's 3 weeks into all this shit. I kind of realized that not planning, tuning out of P&P, and eating my way through it, man, I don't feel better. I keep thinking that maybe this pack of ding-dongs is the one that's going to make it all go away. Nobody is going to not get coronavirus because they sat and overate. Nobody is going to, like there's no nurse, there's no doctor, there's nobody out there that's going to feel your worry and compassion and stuff and somehow make their job easier because you went to the pantry. Like, we got to think about this shit. We're trying to solve a pandemic with overeating. That's what we're trying to do. Like, you can say, well, I'm just so overwhelmed and I'm just so stressed, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I get it. I wake up, like, I've never had anxiety a day in my life. For the last 3 weeks, I'm like, bless baby Jesus, all these girls that have had anxiety all their life, I now know what it's like to wake up breathless. I now know what it's like to wake up and feel like the world's ending. Today's the day. I'm just waiting for Jesus to come out of the sky. Like, I get it. But I will tell you, I have not ate over it. I haven't been perfect, but I have not used that as like a, well, let me just take 3 weeks off from the girls. I really need to see if what they show me every day when they're eating their face off is going to work for me. No, I have not done that. It does not help. It makes us feel worse. So, like, one of the things that I keep telling myself and I keep telling other people is, like, I think we can all notice when we're stressed, notice when we're anxious, and notice when we're overwhelmed, and probably just go to work on the real problem, which is, where are we spending our mental time all day long? Look for that versus looking for another bag of chips. Before you eat again over this, which is not working, what I want you to do is I want you to look for what you're thinking about If you got time to go to the pantry, you've got time to go to your mental pantry first. Every feeling of anxiety, every feeling of overwhelm, every feeling of worry and stress, it all comes back to your thought about what's going on in your life right now. And I'm not going to take your stress and your worry and your anxiety and shit away from you. You get to keep it. You just don't get to blame it on the coronavirus anymore. You need to just take ownership that I feel like shit because I'm thinking like shit right now. And if I want to quit feeling like shit and eating shit on top of it, I'm probably going to have to go to work on how I could think a little differently. I have done so many coaching calls on people who are dealing with the stress and anxiety on the COVID virus. If you are in that boat, you owe it to yourself to go listen to some of the calls so you can get some perspective shifts for where you're at right now. You really owe it to yourself. Don't sit there and buy some line of shit that your problems are worse or that something like you can't do this or whatever it is. Go listen to that shit first and then decide. We have to quit eating over it, guys. You are going to need your 24-hour plans more than ever. Your 24-hour plan is what's going to allow you to take some of the, a lot of you are like, oh, I'm so uncertain. Everything's so uncertain. I hope my neighbors aren't like walking around. I'm sure if somebody was walking around, they'd be like, something's wrong with her. But if you don't want uncertainty anymore, then quit eating like an uncertain bitch. Where can you put control in? What's on my plan today? I can be real certain I'm eating this shit today. I can be real certain that I will not eat pizza, like a half of it, because I didn't bother putting 3 slices on my plan. Whatever you need to do. So what's in my control today? This is me. I wrote this morning that the main things that were in my control today is my judgment of what I'm doing today. I notice that I get into panic mode. I like to do a lot of panicking that I'm not doing enough for everyone. That like every moment that I, like if I want to go, it's not this extreme, but I will just give you an extreme example. Let's say I won't go to the bathroom. I literally could judge myself for taking a piss break, for not being in Facebook, writing something for you guys, or shooting a video. Like, it's like I have to watch myself on my judgment about, like, am I doing enough? I do that a lot. So that's the main thing that I'm working on today. I'm using, you know, a lot of what I advise you do, guys, you know, we're talking about like what's in our control. I keep trying to think about, I've always been judgmental of myself, especially when it comes to working. Like I think a lot of it is my conditioning from, you know, always having to work long hours and so hard because I didn't have an education and stuff. So I always felt like when it came to my coworkers and stuff, I couldn't beat them on education. I wasn't ever going to get a raise because I had a degree and stuff, but I could out hustle anybody. Like I always knew my hustle capacity was like my hustle game strong. And so it has conditioned me to always want to be basically working all the time. And I've been trying to break the habit of realizing that y'all don't need a hard worker, you need a smart worker. You need somebody who's thinking about you a lot, who's, you know, getting in your head and coming up with messages for you and stuff. Like, I need to do a lot more studying of you and things like that, which to me doesn't have check boxes on a list. So then it makes me go to a thought of you're lazy, you're not doing enough, you know, just all the things. You're failing people. That's another favorite judgment of mine. So I'm working on this time to really identify, like, you know, there's nothing like a good catastrophe, chaos, crisis, or pandemic to show you what your habitual default thinking will be. because it will always come back into play. So a lot of you right now who have been working on self-love and stuff, you've probably noticed that since all this has happened, you're kind of back into people-pleasing or self-judgment or self-loathing or worry that you probably cleaned up when life was a little easier. So I'm just using this as an opportunity to really step up my game on how I think about myself and how I think about how I show up and stuff. So that's my big thing today that I want to work on, is what's in my control is going to be how I'm judging myself through the day. My movement is easy. It's my walk with you guys. And then I'm going to do leg day. I don't do very many leg days. I will be probably crippled by Thursday. I'm pretty sure with the leg workout that I have planned that it will take a good 3 to 4 days before my legs are functional and I'm not ripping toilet paper off the wall when I get off the potty. So, but I'm determined that I'm going to be using this time. I want to lift 5 days a week through the month of April and first week of May. And damn it, like if that means my legs are going to have to be extra sore for a couple of weeks until they adapt, that's fine. I used to do really good leg days. And then as I got to where I was running more, I kind of backed off. And if you're wondering about my 5K, I've taken a hiatus. I'm going to still be running, but I am just not training for speed right now. I like literally my poor running coach, he just kept giving me these workouts that were like an hour and 15 to an hour and a half a day. And right now I don't want to be doing that stuff. And I'm just like, you know, I've been trying to get faster for 6 months now. 5 months, I think. And it's just not my priority. My priority right now is all of my movement feels good. It's shorter. I can get it done and makes me stronger. So I am sure, though, that adding leg days and back in when I'm ready to restart my sub 35K goal, that it will only make me better. So I'm good with that. And then today I'm actually listening to some courses. So when I take my shower and everything, y'all will see that I will look pretty tonight for my Zoom coaching call that happens at 5 p.m. Central Time. Zoom, we're talking all things hunger scale and realistic planning, y'all. I will be, I'm probably listening to my course on how to create videos that inspire people to shift their thinking. So, it's called a thought reversal, which is just like our model. It's basically, how do you get that down to like 3 or 4 minutes? As y'all can tell, I'm not short. I don't do short video. I'm more long-winded. So I want to really work on that for you guys so y'all can get more shorter clips. And then what's the other one? Control. Somebody tell me. Control, movement, clean body, clean mind. Oh, who am I reaching out to today? I already did it. I reached out to my friend Jane. So I've already talked to her this morning. I actually called my mom yesterday. I hung out with Logan yesterday. I will tell you, I have been reaching out to people like a boss since all of this. For some reason, I think it's just, I don't know. Like when stuff like this happens, I think you really start thinking about the relationships in your life and realizing that you need to make time for them. You need to like prioritize them. So I think I've been doing really good on that. Okay. And let's see. Didn't look like there's any questions. So I think what I'm going to do is get out of here. And mainly because here I am. Somebody said their dad died and a month and a half ago. Yesterday was the first day, so didn't eat my feelings. I sat in it, reminded myself that eating hadn't made it better, and I sat and refocused on my goals. Being healthy honors my dad's life much more than turning into an unhealthy mess. The focus came from being on the call Saturday. Thank you. Oh, you're very welcome. And that is very true, Shauna. And just give yourself some grace and compassion. And like, this is one of the things I always remind people. It's like, when you've been overeating and stuff, don't ever judge yourself for it. It's always better just to tell yourself, you know, there are just times in my life where that might be the only way in that moment I know how to deal with things. So what is it that I was dealing with? Why was I dealing with it with food? what was it that was so hard to deal with? I think a lot of you, that is such a really fast way to figure out why you're actually overeating. Because what I watch a lot of you do is try to figure out why you're overeating. But the reason that your brain wants to give you is harsh because you're asking a very poorly worded question like, why the fuck do I keep eating? I just don't understand why I'm eating so much at night. And whatever that reason is, if you're going to judge it, like if you're going to make that reason mean somehow you're broken or somehow you're not good enough or somehow there's something wrong with you, your brain will not want to access the reason you're overeating because it's trying to bypass you tearing yourself down. Like really think about that. Why would your brain want to know the answer to something that you're only going to like bitch slap yourself over? It will just act like it's confused. Well, I don't know. Can't figure this one out. It's like, that's bullshit. So like a lot of times, you guys, we're not sweeping our undereats. We're not sweeping our overeats under the rug. What we're doing is we're giving ourselves the compassion to figure out why they're starting to begin with, because we love ourselves enough to look at ourselves, all of it, and to help ourselves and to learn more effective ways to cope and to get through things or whatever. So when you do that, there's no sweeping under the rug. You sweep it under the rug when you judge yourself and act like you're confused as to why it's happening. You sweep it under the rug when you're too busy beating yourself up, because then you don't learn anything. That's the true sweeping under the rug. Okay, I'm gonna get out of here. Aunt JJ's texting. That must mean we literally placed a shipped order yesterday from 5 different places trying to get a few things that we need. We did finally get paper towels. We've only been trying for 3 weeks now, and we were at the tail. Gnats. It's so natty around here. You can tell it's getting to be spring. We've been on the mad hunt for them through Shipt, but we finally got 6 rolls of Bounty yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like we should just like frame them. Like, you know, don't use the good napkins. So, sorry. There's like gnats everywhere. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Y'all have a good one. I will see you tonight if you want to join me. And if you can't make it, it's not a big deal. Everything goes in the Private Member Podcast player, so you can always listen or watch recordings whenever you want, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.